We don't usually bring you stories about dangerous ice this time of the year, but a story about falling ice in Dubuque, Iowa, caught our attention. Imagine this. Jan Kinkle was standing at her kitchen counter yesterday morning, following her usual routine, making some coffee, preparing to go to daily mass, when she heard a tremendous noise in the other room.
And I didn't know if it was an explosion or a bomb. It just was so loud. And then, or a grenade, you know how they are? Boom.
She peered through a doorway and looked into her TV room.
I was afraid to step into that room because I thought maybe if another explosion or bomb goes off, I could get killed. So I thought, what should I do? I just kind of got my senses together. After I got in further when all the noise quieted, I got in and looked right up through the sky, sure.
She had a hole in her roof and a big mess on her floor. She wanted to call her sons to figure out what to do, but it was early, and she didn't much like that mess on her floor.
And I thought, well, pick this debris up because if they come, I don't want them tromping through it, you know. So I went and got a garbage can, and I picked up a scoop. I had a scoop in the shed. Scooped it up, and it was real heavy. And I thought, there's something in it. So I naturally got in there, and I found a big chunk of ice full of insulation. It didn't even look like ice. It looked like a ball of fuzz.
And in the center of that ball of fuzz, ice, a big old ball of ice, about 50 pounds, she says. Understandably, Jan Kinkle was shaken.
I didn't know what to do. I had to get. That was 5:30 in the morning. Do you have your wits together?
Well, not always, no.
Well, that's what I mean. I just had to take a few moments.
And you were making a cup of coffee. You probably hadn't even had your morning coffee yet.
I hadn't had anything. I just got out of bed and was getting ready to go to church.
Now, it's been more than 24 hours since this happened. Have you figured out this mystery? Do you have any idea where that ice came from?
Well, I don't, because I'm no geologist or whatever. Meteorologist or whatever, but they had a good article in the paper from the Telegraph explaining it made more sense than anything. And my one son said, too, it could be ice that fell off a plane because it wasn't blue, you know, so I don't know.
Now, in the paper there in the Telegraph Herald, the local paper there in Dubuque, they said that this could be, and let me see if I get this word right, a megacryometeor is what they're saying.
Days from now, there might be more on this deal. Maybe they'll figure out what it was. Should I get this ice analyzed that it might be toxic or something?
Well, a professor of geology and geography, who was, again, quoted in the local paper out there in Dubuque, said that it's sort of like a large piece of hail, almost.
Yeah. Well, that made sense to me. I don't know. How can you... Something like this you don't hear of often. How do you know... How can you say what it is when you don't even know where it come from? And that sounded the most logic to me.
So did someone come and take the ice? And is someone examining it?
No, it's in my freezer yet.
It's still in your freezer?
Well, I have to have it for the adjuster because I thought he should see it.
Oh, the insurance adjuster?
Yeah, he's here now and I should really be going.
Oh, so he's waiting for you there. I was wondering, you know, this must be one heck of an insurance claim. How do you fill that out? What do you say?
I don't have any idea. He put the claim in, that's all I know. It's a natural disaster, but it ain't my fault. I didn't do it.
You've got an insurance claim to work out, and it sounds like there's someone there waiting to talk to you, so let me not hold you up anymore. Go take care of business, and thank you for taking time to talk to
you're
us.
You're very welcome, I'm sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That was Jan Kinkle. She was speaking to us from Dubuque, Iowa, about a 50-pound block of ice that crashed through her roof on Thursday morning.